Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 6:02, up 7.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.75, up 6.25 on the open. July, 6:06¾, up 14. December, 6:51, up 14.25 on the open. March corn opened at 3.73½, up 8.25 on the open. May, 3.84½, up 8.5. July, 3.94½, up 6. September, 4.08½, up 11.5. December, 4.19, up 8. And March of 2010, 4.35½, up 12.25 on the open. March beans opened at 10.09, up 14.5 on the open. May, 10.21, up 17.75. July, 10.29, up 15.75. November, 10.80, up 19.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3.12, up $7 on the open. May, 3.15, up 8.50. March soybean oil opened at 34.98, up 58. On the open. February live cattle opened at 84.70, up 35 on the open. January feeders, 95.30, up 30. February lean hogs, 59.95, up 12.5. And February bellies opened at 83.80, unchanged on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Illinois. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
As we look at the charts this morning, and I'm in the March composite for corn at the moment, it looks to me like if we could somehow creep above the 50-day moving average on a settlement basis in this corn chart, that we might begin to negate all the damage we'd done on Monday.
I think that's a very astute point, Dave. You know, we're running around 376 in the March corn right now. That 50-day is running just under 385. I'd strongly suspect that if we were able to get up to that 385 level in March corn, it would be led by the bean chart and the bean market and the composite trying to regain that uptrending support line at right around 10.17½. We're trading 10.15 right now in the March bean, so we're testing that trend line or close to testing it right now on today's price activity. March beans were able to get above the 10-day moving average on today and last night's trade. That's a nice sign, but what we really need now is to regain the March bean technicals. That, I think, in turn will allow the corn technicals to be found again, and hopefully what you're talking about, getting that 50-day moving average built back right above that, is its 10-day moving average in the March corn of 392.5 area. So I think the beans are probably the key leader here at this point, with the corn trying to follow the beans more today. Yesterday, the corn was following more the wheat because the export sales were so dismal for both corn and wheat that the corn tracked a lot more with the wheat market. So that's kind of how we're laying out here today. It looks like a very technically oriented day because we've gotten a pass on the outside markets for right now with the bailout announced for both Citigroup and, more importantly, Bank of America.
So let's go ahead and play what if and try to figure out where these markets might be in 30 days.
Well, it's kind of like what we've been dealing with the last 4 months, Dave, and really the last 4 years. This market has been decided in terms of trend based upon the underlying fundamentals of primarily demand and the strength of the demand, even with increasing prices up until this past summer. But what happened this past summer was not just inflation. It was also, and most importantly, a loss of our credit markets and our financial markets globally. We got into very, very shaky territory, some would say historic. So what I'm going back to is the demand side. And I have to say that it's nice to see the dollar lower. It's nice to see the bonds lower. But I wish the fundamental reason for them being lower today was not a great big $138 billion bailout that the government gave Bank of America. I think that shows you the underlying fundamentals of the financial market and the banking system worldwide is not much better, if any better, than it was 4 months ago. And it's not much better, if any better, since we released money and voted the money for the TARP program. So I think what I'm getting at here is, in the short term, this is nice. I think what we're going to be talking about at our seminars this next month is use this price action, especially in beans, to get smart hedges in place, judicious hedges that leave the upside open in case there's further supply problems. But realize that bean acres are going up in 09 in our view right now, and our clients are telling us that. And I think that this weather market in South America coming to both Argentina and Brazil, to the major corn and bean areas at the exact right time, is a gift right now, because we may be facing some serious demand problems later down the road if these outside markets do continue to worsen. And what I'm getting at is the financial markets, the banking system, really has to heal up before we can expect the real economy to heal up. So if it's weakening in terms of the financial system, then the real economy is still weakening, not coming out of a trough or bottoming yet.
Well, if we are looking at a bear rally in the Dow and that sort of strength as well in the S&P, then I guess the question is, at what point do we no longer have to feed the bull these huge $138 billion bailouts for the rallies to begin to stick?
Well, I think it goes back to the bond market and the dollar. If we would see the bond market firm up and the dollar go positive on the day, I strongly suspect you would see the crude oil get back down into the mid-$34 range. I think that, you know, you may see the gold lose a lot of its gains today, and that in turn will cause the S&P to go lower and then the Dow. The S&P has been the sicker of the two this past few months because it's got the bigger banks associated with it, and that BIX, the BIX sub-index of banking stocks, the S&P has as one of our leading indicators. It's made new lows, and it's gotten very, very close to the lows that we set in place in the late November, early December time period. That's one of the leading indicators, as I said, we're watching, because if that makes new lows, what we've found is commodity indexes like the Dow AIG, they tend to make new lows following that S&P bank index. So I think you've got a window of opportunity here, especially in the November 09 beans, that if we can get back up into the 990, $10 range, making catch-up sales is going to be very much warranted, in our opinion, and what we'll try and recommend to our clients through our copy and our seminars. And then we'll look at the corn and see where we're trading in Dees corn once we get the beans done.
If I hear what you're saying, then, to get a sense of if the banks are healing themselves, the big banks, we need to look at the S&P. And as I look at that chart technically, it looks like 960, 966 is an area that you would want to keep an eye on.
That's right, and it goes back to, you said the key term there, the banks healing themselves. I guess it goes back to my impression of the market going into inauguration was we needed to see the financial markets healing, we needed to see the credit markets thawing, and then the real economy would start the slow process of recovery. What we have seen since November with this new bailout announced, and it's not just Bank of America, it's Citigroup. We've got Deutsche Bank giving huge losses, reported earlier this week. Almost every bank in the world, HSBC, Europe's largest bank, has huge losses and had to cut their dividends. We've got almost every major bank in the world seeing no real daylight yet. And so, yes, the credit market's thawed, but somewhat, but the main thrust to bottoming this whole thing out and not allowing commodity demand destruction to occur in a long-term permanent fashion is that banking industry, because commodities are highly associated with credit and leverage, and that's really the bottom line here. You can boil this all really down to leverage and credit in terms of commodities, and look at Alcoa cutting 13% of its workforce because of its soft aluminum demand. The London Metals Exchange has got aluminum at 14-year highs in terms of supplies right now. You've got steel, aluminum, and energy all seeing this demand problem now cropping up and not getting any better. I'm fearful that that's going to translate into the meats, which will eventually translate into the grains.
30 seconds. What else should we be keeping an eye on?
Well, I think those are the major points right now. And as you said, the technicals. And one thing that we had last week before the report came out, earlier this week before the report came out, was the wheat as a stronghold, as a safe haven, and as something that was bucking the stronger dollar and bucking the weak demand. We'd like to see that again. We'd like to see these low acres that the report gave us translate into a firmer wheat market, because that hurts the corn as well.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. March wheat now at 6.05, up 10.5 in Kansas City at the board. March at 5.81.5, up 12.75. July, 6.04.75, up 12. March corn, 3.76.75, up 11.5. March beans, 10.15, up 20.5. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.